In times of uncertainty, faith stands as a steadfast anchor, grounding us amid life's turbulent seas. Hebrews 11 verse 1 eloquently defines faith as the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. This profound trust in God's promises becomes particularly crucial when faced with the unpredictable nature of life. I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. Trusting God in uncertain times asterisk. Uncertainty often ushers in anxiety and fear, but faith offers a different perspective. Hebrews 11 paints a vivid picture of the heroes of faith who, against all odds, trusted in God's plan. Abraham's journey, Moses leading the Israelites, and the many others mentioned showcase a resolute faith that transcended challenges. Abraham, the father of faith, embarked on a journey without knowing the destination, solely relying on God's promise. Moses faced the formidable task of leading a nation through the wilderness, trusting in the unseen guidance of the Almighty. These narratives illustrate that faith is not the absence of uncertainty, but the trust in a faithful God amidst it. Growing faith through prayer, Bible reading, and fellowship asterisk. Prayer, as Romans 10 verse 17 suggests, is a transformative conduit for faith. It is the intimate conversation with God that deepens our reliance on Him. In the quiet moments of prayer, we find solace and strength, knowing that we are heard by a loving Father. Reading the Bible is another cornerstone for nurturing faith. It is more than a collection of words. It is a living, breathing testament to God's character and His unchanging nature. Romans 10 verse 17 highlights the importance of hearing the Word to cultivate faith, underlining the impact of immersing ourselves in the Scriptures. James 2 verses 14 to 26 emphasizes that faith without works is dead, underscoring the transformative power of a living, active faith. It's not just about what we say we believe, but how that belief shapes our actions. As we engage with the Word, its truths begin to permeate our thoughts, attitudes, and ultimately, our actions. Fellowship further enriches our faith journey. Sharing experiences, praying together, and supporting one another in community fortify the bonds of faith. In fellowship, we find strength to face uncertainties, drawing inspiration from each other's journeys. Galatians 6 verse 2 encourages us to carry each other's burdens, fostering a sense of unity and shared purpose. Sharing faith with seekers asterisk. Matthew 17 verse 20 introduces the concept of mustard seed-sized faith that can move mountains. Sharing our faith goes beyond mere words. It involves living out our convictions authentically. Romans 10 verse 17 reminds us that faith comes by hearing, emphasizing the impact of our testimony in leading others toward God. Consider the powerful story of a woman facing a chronic illness. In the midst of medical uncertainties, her faith in God's healing power remained unshaken. Hebrews 11 verse 1 echoed in her heart, sustaining her hope and providing assurance beyond medical prognosis. Through fervent prayer, she experienced a peace that surpassed understanding, as Philippians 4 verse 7 promises. Engaging with the Bible daily, she found strength in Isaiah 41 verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. This scripture became a source of comfort and a reminder that God's presence surpasses any challenge. Her journey exemplifies James 2 verses 14 to 26, as her faith manifested in compassionate actions toward others facing similar struggles. Her story became a testament to God's faithfulness, inspiring those around her and illustrating the transformative power of a living faith. In fellowship, she discovered a supportive community that prayed fervently and shared scriptures like Romans 10 verse 17, strengthening each other's faith. Their collective prayers became a powerful force, illustrating the truth of Matthew 18 verse 20, "For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them." As she shared her faith with seekers, her life became a living testimony of Matthew 17 verse 20. Her mustard seed-sized faith, planted in the soil of adversity, bore fruit as others witnessed God's transformative power in her life. Scripture passages in action asterisk. Now, let's delve into the scriptural narratives and witness their transformative power in action. The story of the woman with a chronic illness beautifully mirrors the themes found in Hebrews 11 verses 1 to 40, Romans 10 verse 17, James 2 verses 14 to 26, and Matthew 17 verse 20. Consider how Abraham's journey reflects the essence of Hebrews 11 verse 1. He left his homeland without knowing where he was going, relying solely on God's promise of a future inheritance. In the same way, the woman facing illness moved forward with unwavering trust in God's promises, guided by the assurance of healing despite the uncertain medical prognosis. Moses, a central figure in Hebrews 11, faced the daunting task of leading the Israelites through the wilderness. His faith in God's guidance through the unseen echoes the sentiments of Hebrews 11 verse 1. Similarly, the woman's reliance on Isaiah 41 verse 10, "Fear not, for I am with you," embodies the conviction that God's presence transcends the visible challenges of her illness. James 2 verses 14 to 26 emphasizes that faith without works is dead. In the woman's life, faith became an active force, influencing her actions and interactions with others facing similar struggles. Her compassion, inspired by faith, became a tangible expression of God's love. The community supporting her exemplifies the fellowship described in Galatians 6 verse 2. They shared burdens, prayed fervently, Romans 10 verse 17, and collectively became a living manifestation of Matthew 18 verse 20, where the gathering in God's name brought forth His presence and power. As she shared her faith, it became evident that her testimony was a mustard seed-sized catalyst, Matthew 17 verse 20. The impact of her faith went beyond words, moving the metaphorical mountains in the lives of those who witnessed God's transformative power through her journey. Personal reflection on faith asterisk. In my own life, faith has been a guiding light through unexpected twists and turns. There was a period of uncertainty when my career took an unexpected turn. In those moments, Hebrews 11 verse 1 resonated deeply, assuring me that God's plan is greater than my understanding. Prayer became my refuge, allowing me to pour out my fears and uncertainties to a loving God. Romans 10 verse 17 echoed in my heart as my faith grew through the spoken and written word of God. His promises became my anchor, providing stability in the midst of the storm. I found solace in the story of Joseph, a testament to God's faithfulness despite trials. Reading Genesis 50 verse 20, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good," strengthened my faith, helping me see purpose in adversity. Fellowship played a crucial role as friends shared scriptures like James 2 verses 14 to 26, reminding me that faith propels us to action. Together, we supported one another in prayer and practical assistance, creating a community that lived out the principles of Galatians 6 verse 2. Sharing my faith with colleagues navigating similar uncertainties allowed me to live out Matthew 17 verse 20. As they witnessed God's faithfulness in my life, their curiosity turned into a desire to explore faith for themselves. This organic, relational approach to sharing faith aligns with the idea that faith.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.